Good afternoon. This is Dr. Scott Nelson, and I'm looking forward to adjudicating the Kansas City American Legion Band. Good luck to you today. We're starting with Percy Grainger's Over the Hills and Far Away. Crescendi in the middle of those bars at 109.
Yep, beep, yep, bump, bump, bump.
That's a big part of this piece. I'm not hearing. There's a lick in there. Got that same one measure crescendo starting around 221, and that really needs to be overdone. It's a neat little effect. This needs to be way bigger. Dotted quarter notes coming down in there. Beam, boom, boom, boom. little dissonant hits that come in the middle of there between 291, 299. That should be like startling spots in there because they're dissonant. Same thing in there, you hear it in the horns. I'm not hearing that cornet lick so much. I didn't want to talk through it and not get to experience the music. There's so many positive things going on. Pretty darn good balance all the way through. There's a few spots in there where mostly like horns need to stick their little pieces of music in there. You know, the couple spots in there where there's these dissonance things that happen that are there to kind of they're supposed to shock you. And if you bring them out more, they will. The little one-measure crescendo, that can be brought out to give an effect. I mean, a lot of these things are just effects. Granger was really good at that. Mostly the subdivision was going on so that things were pretty darn accurate. Didn't see it hear a lot of precision issues, but that's an ongoing battle always. Few little places where things didn't line up as perfectly, but it still was very good. I like the blend of the sound of this group. Everybody seems to have a good sense of listening to others to try to make sure they're matching up where that's concerned. And mostly pitch was good. There was one spot where there was a unison that didn't hit, and it took a little while to kind of fix itself, but I didn't want to just talk all the way through this thing, but it was a minor issue, but most of all this was very good. I also like the interpretation of mostly being longer. The notes need to be real short, and the ones that were short seemed to be fairly open-ended, not like stopped off, which that can be one interpretation of it. But I like the interpretation you had with a little bit more melodic and kind of more lyric too. I like it. And just a few little minor things, but for the most part, it was very fun to listen to. All right, here we go. Sousa. Bounce through here. I can hear the little filigree trumpet parts. It's coming through. Everybody's listening pretty solidly to one another, which makes for a really nice balance and blend. Yeah, and I like the long longer interpretation of the quarter notes through this. Careful. Bum, 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 bum. Make sure it's very rhythmic and you don't rush the eighths. Need a little bit of a dum-pia, 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 da, and the trumpet line getting into the next section. Don't rush. Dum 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 ba dum ba dum. It's a little push to. Yeah, you know, I'm a stickler for that. Yum da da dum dum, not dum da 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 da. Don't play the eighths too. Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum. Yeah, same thing. Dum da da dum, dum da da dum bum, dum da da dum bum. In your mind, you want to hear two eighth notes for the quarters for that lick. Da 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 dum dum dum, da 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 dum bum bum. Careful, sharp euphonium there. Careful even on two half notes to be sure you're subdividing your imprecise like bomb right together. Right there in the woodwinds too. Yeah, see those two eighth notes that are played too fast in the cornet part when you get to the slower time, they're not really rhythmic. And that throws things off a little to my ear. Ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum, ba-ba-bum. That's what an eighth note is in this beat. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da. Yeah, a lot of positive stuff, but this one, to me, a little rhythmic imprecision, just playing a real quarter note with two eighths. The eighth notes want to take up, you know, not enough time. And if you hear subdivisions all the way through, then then you make that work. So just be careful. A lot of good things, though. I didn't say anything yet, but the overtone sound of the tuba is sharp, and it was earlier as well, so you definitely still hear it. It was high to the keyboard slightly. I heard it come down when they did the woodwinds when you tuned originally, so just be careful, and it's really easy to just stick a tuner on that stand while you're doing this, and that will help. That subdivision as you're playing, and I think it's going to delay the hits. So anytime you're playing on just the downbeats, it has a tendency to want to push ahead, and I'm kind of hearing that a little bit. Beat-em, answer back, do-dum, a little late. last section, it got softer and things weren't as slick. Like, that's what Barry Tuckwell used to tell us. He was our conductor for years with the Maryland Symphony. Things not precise, and he would just say it's not very slick. And that's, it just didn't layer together quite as well with confidence and everything. And maybe just a little response issue. It could be the room. To another, it should be just seamless, and it's not quite seamless, it's close, but, and that's, everybody has to be subdividing on the same pulse, and this is not the conductor's job. I mean, the conductor sets a steadiness, but then everybody should be subdividing, and then the notes that get played are also the subdivision, you know, all that, and if you're really listening to everybody else while you're playing, your notes just slip right into where they're supposed to go, and after a few rehearsals, you even know what it is you're listening for in order to make your notes match up rhythmically and every other way, too. But right now, the issue to me is just a little bit of rhythmic kind of imprecision. Yeah, to make it really slick. You know, everybody's got to be hearing somebody else while they're playing and then knowing exactly where they, on somebody else's line, they put their notes. You know, I need to hear that clarinet playing those eighth notes to know where to put my quarters, you know, that kind of thing. The saxophone's playing with such a pleading quality in the tone. I would want everybody else's tone to be just as pleading. Yeah, not really changing off of the person with the melody exactly in the accompanying voices. Really, you have to listen to that melody person, and they become the genesis of your notes. You know, their sound is what your sound needs to sound like. Their rhythm needs to be the where you put your notes based on how they put theirs. And if they're playing with a little bit of a delayed attack, then you need to play with just a slight delayed attack, you know, to just make it all match up. This is very good, but if I'm thinking about making it sound even more passionate, that's the next step to me. Yeah, there's a little bit of issue with the unison melody that everybody has to have the same sound, same idea, same passion, same pitch, same, you know, everything. Yeah, a little bit of pitch issues on top of this one. A few unison issues between upper woodwinds. Trumpet sound matching the clarinet. Very nice. jazz clarinet solo. Nice pitch between the flute and trumpet. And that trumpet and clarinet, nice pitch, nice tone blending. A response, clarinet, just a gentle response. Careful with the attack after a loud, a loud passage, you take a break and you got to come back in. The attack on it can't be so pointed, and it's got to be the same open tone. It's tricky, but that's something you can practice. Attack is the same way. You really gotta practice that to never miss. It's, you hear it, it's kind of a ragged entrance where it's pianissimo 3 from the end there. It's it's difficult, but that's a part of the, you know, you do it like you sing, you know. Like missing pitches and things as they're flying by. Yeah, things going by this fast, I back off on the volume a little bit to make sure that there's good clarity. To hear like tugga tugga that after a beat at, it's actually inaudible. Careful, you hear the pitch at the cutoff. There's a few little issues pitch-wise. Things are flying by that fast. They almost force you to play lighter and a little bit softer in order to make things come out slick, as that term I used before, so that they line up and you don't miss things. I think I would have, if you're going to go that fast, I would have backed off just a little bit on the volume so that it has a lighter effect. Pretty hard to so play quite that big, and also then it covers up some of the stuff. You know, you play dee dum, and it's supposed to go digga digga da, and the last note dee dum digga digga dee dum digga digga da dum. It, you know, it can't kind of hear. You can't hear the in between stuff as much too when it's that big. Very interesting, and it's, you know, what I've got marked down is a quarter note equals 132. I know you're way past that. You're not up to 152, but it was probably in the 140 somethings. So, you know, I get the. I'm not knocking down for your interpretation of it or anything, but you know, if it, you could go to the dynamic levels that he's got written if he used his metronome marking. But you know, having said that, it's that's open to interpretation. So you're welcome to do it that way. It's just to me that it kind of it, right off the bat, I felt the precision wasn't as good as the other things you did. They were more suspect, and also there were also sudden chip notes, missed notes that didn't happen before either. So it was, you know, it was either got to back off on the volume a little bit, make it lighter at that speed, or go a little slower, and then you can use the same dynamics. To me, I mean, things were very good, though. I mean, I enjoyed your playing. I wish I didn't have to make any of these comments. I could just sit and listen, because I love to hear you play. I love live music. Nice job today. I hope you have a great conference. Thanks. This is Dr. Nelson signing off.